Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and the first part of verse 9, sincerity. A question for us to consider. Moses forsook all the treasures of Egypt to serve the Lord and free his people from bondage. God commissioned Moses and sent him to Pharaoh. Why then did God meet him in an inn and seek to kill him? I mean, look at Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn. And it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Why did God meet him at an inn and seek to kill him? The answer, based on what happens next, it's clear why God was so displeased with Moses. Zipporah, his wife, performed his circumcision on their son, something Moses failed to do. God called Abraham to leave his country and his family to establish a new nation through whom all the families of the earth would be blessed. God gave Abraham a sign of that covenant, circumcision. God gave very clear instructions that this sign was to be carried out by all his descendants. Moses failed to do this with his sons. That failure revealed a less than complete commitment to the Lord. If left unaddressed, this lack of covenant fulfillment would have hindered his ability to represent the nation of Israel forcefully to Pharaoh. Sincerity is being as genuine on the inside as we appear on the outside. Many scholars believe the word sincere comes from the Latin sinceros or sincera, which means pure, genuine. To be sincere is to be without deception. In ancient Rome, sculpting was a popular profession. The sculptor flourished with, the culture flourished with statues, as nearly every public and private building had numerous gods represented. The market was flooded with sculptors, so quality was sometimes lacking. Less qualified craftsmen would cover their errors with wax, and frequently the customer could see the flaw. To compensate for this practice, authentic sculptors would mark their statues with the words sincera, without wax. Today, we frequently use the same term to close letters, sincerely. As Christians, we're called to live authentic lives. The ultimate expression of deception is Satan and his messengers, who appear as angels of light, but are darkness and death. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. The Hebrew word for sincerity is tamim. It means complete, whole, sound, having integrity, or entirely in accord with truth and fact. The Greek word halokrines is translated sincere and is made up of two Greek words. Hele, which means the sun's rays, and krino, which means to judge. So our lives and actions should be found pure when judged by sunlight. Look at John chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they've been done in God. Another New Testament word translated perfect is katatizo, which means complete, thoroughly. It's the word, it has the idea of repair. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who calls us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, katartizo, establish, strengthen, and settle you. God takes all believers through fiery trials that expose hidden defects and imperfections. When believers thank God for these trials and rejoice in the purposes for which they're given, God grants a corresponding measure of power of the Holy Spirit and a perfection of the fruit of the Spirit in believers' lives. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you also may be glad with exceeding joy. Jesus followed up his command to love our enemies with this issue of sincerity in Matthew chapter 5, verses 46 and 48. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, what is the reward of sincerity? God looks for sincere and perfect hearts through which to demonstrate his wisdom and power. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, first part of verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Who was this statement spoken to and why? It was said to King Asa, who won a great victory when he relied upon the Lord, but suffered a great defeat when he relied upon a military ally. Paul also discovered that when he relied upon the Lord with all his heart, even though he was weak, he experienced God's strength. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Well, let me ask you, how sincere are you? Are you the same on the inside as you are on the outside? Do you hide secret sins from the light of Christ? Do you judge others about things of which you are guilty of? Do you obey outwardly but inwardly resist? Do you seek the Lord with your whole heart? Do you let God's strength shine through weaknesses? You think about that, and you have a great day.